Welcome to the Nathan Mansfield Show, a podcast to help you unlock your true potential.
Welcome back to the Raise Your Standard podcast, and welcome to episode 2. I'm Nathan Mansfield, and I'm your host. And today we are going to talk about something so impactful that will change your day, change your week, change your year, and change your life. That's how big this topic is. And I will tell you, 9.9 out of 10 people do not do this. It's so important. So listen up. If you've got a notepad and a pen, take some notes, because this episode is going to be short and sweet. I've got 4 things I want to deliver to you that you're going to do throughout your day if you really want to change your life. And these 4 things are going to drastically change your life and change your outlook and change your results and ultimately make you more happy and fulfilled in what you're doing. This is going to be about a 10-minute episode. I'm going to keep it short and sweet and deliver these points to you so that you can take them and start implementing them into your morning routines every single day. And that's exactly what this episode is. This episode is the 4 steps to a powerful day. And now, I call this the 4 steps to a powerful day, but in reality, I could almost call this the 4 steps to a powerful life, because these 4 things, like I said before, were not going to just change your day. It's going to have impacts across your weeks, months, and your whole entire life, so long as you continue to do them on a consistent basis. And that's what is important, that we don't just do this one day a week. We don't just do this 2 days a week. We have to do this every single day. And you'll notice once you get into the routine that the days that you do this, you are more happy. You are more energetic. You have a better outlook. You don't let people get to you. The days that you forget, you're going to lash out at people arbitrarily. You are going to become more stressed. You are going to hold more anxiety. There is so much importance in this and what we do in the first 60 minutes of our day. And that's exactly what we're going into today. So I don't want to waste any time. I don't want to waste your time this morning. I want you to be able to grab this really quickly and run with it. So hang tight and here we go. The number one thing that we need to get you doing in the mornings, the number one thing, the most important thing, and I promise you, most of you don't do this, is I need 60 minutes in the morning after you wake up without touching your phone. And I mean actually not touching your phone. We are so programmed in this generation to do everything on our phone. In fact, most of you that are listening to this probably wake up, roll over on your bed, grab your phone, check Instagram, check your email, check whatever is your thing, your social media, your whatever your communication, maybe you send text messages. All of us do this, and I used to be in such a bad habit of this, and I still break here and there, but right now I've got this on a pretty consistent basis where I don't really get on my phone within the first 60 minutes. Now, let me tell you why this is important, because what is so important about the first 60 minutes of our morning is that we are in control with ourselves, that we find ourselves, we are grounded, and we are prepared to take on the day after that 60 minutes is over. You see, when we wake up and we check our phone to a bad email or a bad DM or the influence potentially negative from someone else, we are subjecting ourselves to be able to be out of our own mind and to not handle events properly throughout the day. I call it putting my body armor on. Like this whole routine I do for 60 minutes is getting me ready to handle the bullshit of someone else. This is getting me ready to handle the events that might happen to me. Someone might cut me off on the way to work. I might have some major problems in my businesses with anything. And I've got to be prepared to handle that, because if I'm in reactive mode, like I haven't gotten my mind right for the morning, I'm going to handle that situation much differently than if I am solid and clear in my own head and I built my confidence in the morning. It's completely different. So staying away from your smartphone for the first 60 minutes is going to allow you to play offense for the day, not defense. We don't want to play defense in the morning. Trust me, you play defense your entire life. So it's so important that we stay off our phone for 60 minutes. I need you to start trying to implement this. I need you to start implementing this every single day. Turn off your alarm. Put that thing away. Don't look at it. If you notice yourself gravitating towards pulling up Instagram or Facebook or email, remind yourself of this. This is only going to make my day worse. I need you to think about this and really start building that habit pattern of not checking that phone while you're laying in bed, not checking that phone in the first 60 minutes. It's so important. Moving on to number two, you need to learn how to exercise more gratitude. So many times in life, we take life for granted. I was guilty of this for so long before I started listening to the really successful people and understanding what they meant by this. But as I started practicing it in my own life, being grateful for not only the big things, but the little things actually changes your perception of your day. It actually changes your entire emotional state. So I do three things. In fact, sometimes I do five, and I really feel them. Like the fact that I have a heart that beats for me every day and I don't have to do anything. That's a small thing, but it's an important one because really that's what keeps you alive. It could be the fact that I have the ability to walk and exercise and I have an abundance of health. It could be the fact that I really love the family that I've made, and I love the family that I'm surrounded with and my kids and my wife, and I'm thankful for everything that I have, the blessings I have in my life. And when you exercise three to five of these things in the morning, what happens is you start to change your outlook to a more positive thing. When you have more gratitude in your life, it helps bring optimism and happiness into your mind rather than pessimistic, negative attitudes. So having that gratitude, thinking of three things deeply and feeling it that you're really, really thankful for every morning. It literally takes 30 seconds, but you really want to feel that emotional connection and actually really be grateful for it. The third thing is exercise. I hear a lot of people say, well, I don't like to exercise in the morning. I'd rather do it in the afternoon. I'm stronger in the afternoon. I have more energy in the afternoon. And while I understand that, physiologically, when we get the blood flowing in the morning, number one, we feel accomplished. We feel like working out is not something that most people enjoy. In fact, there's plenty of days that I'm like, shit, I don't feel like going to the gym today. But I'll tell you that in the first 60 minutes, if I go exercise, if I go knock out my workout for the day, number one, I feel accomplished because I've already accomplished one of the big things on my list for the day. And building that confidence and momentum throughout the day is so important. So building confidence right away, you've accomplished the task that you set out to do. Number two, physiologically, getting the blood flowing and the muscles moving, the body going, will provide you energy throughout the entire day, unlike just waking up, rolling out of bed, and going straight to work and chugging a coffee. That caffeine is only going to spike your adrenals and get you going for a certain amount of time before you crash. But working out in the morning will actually produce long-term energy. And like I said before, it builds that confidence and momentum in your day because you've already accomplished something so big. You know, most people, that's like, it's an object in the way that I have to do this every day. Like, I don't really want to. The more you push it off towards the afternoon, the less like you're going to do it. I'll tell you right now, personally, if I don't work out by noon, it is a feat to get me to exercise by midnight that night. And it's one of those things that I have to deliberately make sure, but I will continue pushing it off and pushing it off until it's like 9 o'clock and I'm like, shit, I still have to work out. So if I do that in the morning, it's an accomplishment, it's energy, and you're gonna feel a lot better about yourself. And the last thing is you need to look at and find a compelling vision for your life. This is so important because if you think about, like, most people go through life and don't really have a clue what tomorrow brings. They don't have a clue what next year brings. and they definitely don't have a clue what the next 5 years brings. So having, you need to start setting an image and walking yourself through. If looking at me in 5 years, what am I doing? What do I have in my life? Do I have a family? Do I have an abundance of wealth? Do I have, like, how do I spend my weekends with my family? How do I, what are the friends that I have? What are all the things that I have in my life that I'm completely happy and fulfilled with? Because the way the brain works is that we have this need to feel congruent with who we believe we are. And what we do is, by setting a compelling vision, is we start getting results in advance. I've been doing this for the last 3 years and building a multi-million dollar business. Looking at that initially 3, 4, 5 years ago, it sounds overwhelming. It sounds like, is that really going to happen? You start to get these limiting beliefs. But as I started setting a vision of me actually walking into my day, already having that, my actions throughout the day start to align with those things. So if I already show myself that I have a multi-million dollar business, I already show myself that I've got two beautiful kids, that I've got this amazing relationship with my partner, that I'm thriving with, 10, 15, 20 employees, my actions throughout the day start lining up with what it would take to be that person. That's how the brain works psychologically. So it's knowing your compelling vision and actually seeing it in your mind. Close your eyes, see who you are, see what you really want in the next 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years, and picture it. Like for me, one day I want to have a private jet so that I can travel the world with no restrictions, so I don't have to deal with 200 other people on an airplane, so that I can take my family to anywhere I want on the snap of a finger. And that's one of my big life objectives, is to get a private jet. And every morning as I'm doing my 60-minute routine, I picture myself walking up, greeting my pilot, sitting in the back with my family, and then I kind of picture a destination. Like maybe we're going to an island resort, and I think of as getting off of my private jet. And just this compelling vision keeps me working so hard every day, because I'm like, it drives me to do the things I do, work so many hours and really grind, because I know my mind starts setting that as the pace. This is what I have to do if I want this vision. So having a compelling vision for the next 1 to 5 years in your mind, and really walking yourself and seeing it in detail, is so, so important. And then it kind of sets a pace for the day, because it sets that positive, optimistic, I have a place to go and I know what I need to get there kind of deal. It's a little bit different than a goal. Your vision can kind of align with your goals. I think that's really impactful, that if you already set your goals, your vision should kind of be like you actually seeing you fulfill your goals. So that's one way to do it. And I think it works very well that way. So the 4 things to a powerful day that you must do is ditch the frickin' phone in the first 60 minutes. Any impulsive feeling that you have, any action that you end up taking, you need to revert. You pick up your phone, jump on Instagram, hit the button, put it down, exercise self-control. Stay off your phone the first 60 minutes. You've got to play offense before you go out in the world and play defense. Take care of yourself before you have to deal with or take care of anybody else. Number 2, 3 things of gratitude. What are you extremely grateful for? What can you find so much thankfulness in your life for? Whether it be your family, your mom, your kids, your job, you need to learn that you have to be thankful for the things. Maybe you're not where you want to be in your life, but there are definitely some things in your life that you can appreciate. You probably have a better life than 98% of the world. You could be grateful for that, and feeling that will propel you through your day. Number 3, exercise within the first 60 minutes, even if it's just going on a walk, if it's cardio, if it's lifting weights, get something to get your blood pumping. It gets that feeling of accomplishment. It builds the confidence and physiologically gets your whole body moving to keep you energized throughout the entire day. And then number 4, set the compelling vision for your life. The next 1 to 5 years, walk yourself through how that feels. See it in detail. That's so important. Detail, clarity is power. So make sure you're actually seeing yourself walk through this and have that compelling vision. Know what it is you want out of your life, and it will set the pace for you to start working towards it. So those are my four tips, my four steps to a powerful day. They're so impactful. Try to start doing this over the next 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 days, and then you've got to build the routine to do it. There's some things I've done with this. I started doing it a couple years ago, and then I'd do it for like 3 days, and then I would prioritize other things, and I would forget about it. And what I would notice is that my life would go in waves with my happiness and my energy and my drive to succeed. And the times that there would be a direct correlation with when I would do these things, I would be thriving in life. Like everything would be coming together. My relationship would be better. I would be making more money. I would be executing more tasks. I would feel more happy with my family. And then the direct correlation is that when I wouldn't do it, my life would start to decline. I would start to feel less energy and passion, less drive. And I know this works so powerfully. The most successful people in the world have some sort of morning routine. Like you go ask any billionaire, you ask anybody who's just high on life, the people that are smiling, laughing all day, they likely have some sort of morning routine that really just gets their mind right before they go have to deal with anybody else or any stressful situations. And that's the most important thing, is it's going to help minimize your stress, minimize your anxiety, increase your confidence, increase your success, and it's going to propel you into having better days. It's going to propel you into having better weeks, months, and a life that you enjoy, because you are putting yourself first in that 60 minutes. And it's so important that we take care of ourselves before we take care of other people. Thank you for listening today. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you found value in this, please go leave me a review. Even if you just do a stars, you can also do a comment. I appreciate your feedback because it helps advance me into where I want to take this podcast. You can find me on Instagram. I want to communicate with you guys. I want to understand what your needs are, where your struggles are. So you can communicate with me on Instagram at Nathan Mansfield with 2 D's at the end. Also, if you find any value in this, please share with a friend. Please leave me a review, and please subscribe, because that's how I'm going to be able to speak to more people in volume. The podcast will catch more momentum in iTunes and Spotify. So please leave a review, subscribe, comment, and communicate with me directly on Instagram. I try to reply to every DM I get. I get to at least 80 to 90% of them, depending on the day and what I have going on. So please communicate with me and let me know how you're doing, and let me know how you like this podcast. So once again, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for supporting. I really hope you got some value out of this, and I look forward to meeting with you all in episode 3. Have a wonderful day.